The contest for U.S. Senate in New York State starts in full force after Labor Day and for the first time ever pits two women against each other in a statewide race. A Republican political unknown faces the Democrat chosen to fill the shoes of Hillary Clinton when she became Secretary of State. As WRVO's Helen Abbott reports, the two visited the state fair late last week and both admit that their names may be unknown to many New Yorkers.
Even though she leads in the latest Siena poll by 43%, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand admits she still has a bit of a name recognition issue.
Well, I'm still relatively new. I've only been in this job for just a little over 3 years. And so people don't necessarily know who I am in all parts of the state. I think when you see a snapshot in time, polls will show that. So I want to keep introducing myself to the state so people know who I am.
And she's got over $10 million in her campaign coffers already to help her do that. On the other side of the race is Manhattan attorney Wendy Long, who has a fraction of that to get her story out.
We'll raise a lot more than we have now. We'll raise what we need to run a good campaign. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I would not want to defend Kirsten Gillibrand's record with $10 million. I'd rather be Wendy Long.
This is the second time Gillibrand has run for Senate since she was appointed in 2009 to replace Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Long is a Manhattan attorney who won a three-way primary in June. The two have scheduled one debate in mid-October at Skidmore College in Saratoga. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.